for the normal person out there, including myself, life is a grind. Life is disappointing at times, and life sucks, quite frankly. My friends, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, you know, with all the talk of World War III, I like to talk about World War II. World War I's probably the least talked about. I think it's time we discuss the secret World War. Now you might be asking me, Austin, what the heck are you talking about? What World War? I know about 1 and 2 and possibly 3 that's arguably already started. Now, there's the secret World War, which is the war within. Anybody who's ambitious knows what I'm talking about. If you're an ambitious person, you wake up every day hungry. Not just, you know, a little snackish. No, you are starving for self-improvement. You are starving to achieve the goals you've set for yourself. You know how many people I've met in my life, especially being in college again, how many people have told, like asked me, like, Austin, how do you do a show every day? I want to start doing it twice a day. People will come to me and they'll say, I want to be rich. How do I be rich? How do I find the motivation to do my show every day? How do I find the motivation to write books? How do I find the motivation to do these things? And I look at them, I'm like, huh? What are you talking about? Because for me, it's not work. I love what I do. I do it because I want to even do more than I'm doing right now. It's never enough. I go to bed every single night, and I don't want to make this just about me. It's not just about me. Oh, I go to bed every single night saying, I could have done more. I want to do more tomorrow. And yet so many people go through life saying, I'm doing enough. Why am I not seeing results? I'm working as hard as I can. No, you're not. And anybody who's ambitious, they know that. They use their knowledge, they use their strength, they use their intellect, they use their gumption, their motivation. We all those things as like different weapons in your arsenal, and it's you against the world. And it's really hard to have someone who's not ambitious understand this. And you know, it's good that some people aren't motivated. I'll be honest with you, we need people to drop fries. Oh yeah, we need people to drop fries. We need people to cook burgers. I need people to make my smoothies for me. I need people to do these things. Not because they're less than me per se, I mean, an argument can be made in that direction, but because not everybody can be the 1%. Not everybody can be at the top. Everybody's at the base of the pyramid, man. Everybody's kind of just hanging out down there looking up. No, I want to be the guy at the top of the pyramid who's looking down. Because then I can see someone who's struggling to claw their way up, and I can say, I'm going to help that guy out. Or I'm going to help that gal out, because you know what? They're working really hard. They have what it takes. And I want to help them the way I wish people would help me more. And people do help me to an extent. But more than anything, I help myself every day. And you, my friend, you need to be the exact same way. That's why I talk about it being the secret world war. Not because necessarily it's gruesome and horrible and whatnot, but life can be that for a lot of people. You know, maybe it isn't for you. Maybe you're a lucky person. But you know, you'd be the exception. You're not the norm. For the normal person out there, including myself, life is a grind. Life is disappointing at times, and life sucks, quite frankly. And it's once you embrace that, you embrace the fact that life's going to be hard. You embrace the fact that you are going to have to sacrifice every day and in every way to get what you want. And on the road to get what you want, you're rarely, if ever, going to be able to keep what you have. You're going to at least have to put it up for risk. Now, whether you lose that hand and you fumble it, or maybe you have to trade it in hopes of getting something more. These are the realities for the motivated, ambitious individual out there. And I speak from personal experience when I say that. My friends, ambition is often demonized. And for the life of me, I don't know why. For the life of me, I don't understand why people think that ambition is like a negative trait. They think that it's bad to want to conquer the world. They think it's bad that you want to go out here and you want to strive for more. They think that you're weird for not wanting to just park your behind at a corporate job, working there 9 to 5 for the next 30, 40, 50 years. I mean, look at where Social Security is going. People are going to be working for the next God knows how long. And why in the world would you work to make somebody else rich? See, time's gonna pass whether you want it to or not. And if you have time travel powers, please DM me at SheepKidsCheered on X or in the comment section, because I would love to know you. But unless you're that one person who's a time traveler, you're gonna pass through time just like me, just like everybody else who's listening to the show. And because of that, why not maximize that time? Why not wake up every day and say, you know what? I'm gonna walk 10,000 steps today. I'm gonna go to the gym today. I'm gonna eat healthier today. I'm gonna look at my list of things that I wanna do. If you don't even have a list, you gotta start there. But there are levels to this. And as you progress and you get closer and closer to that level, you're gonna understand. You wanna get to that next level. I'm hungry and get to the next level. The only thing that's stopping me is money. And I know how to get money. It's by you work harder, because money is an idea. But again, there's levels to this. Not to talk down to you as if you don't know. But if you have to ask me or ask yourself, what are you motivated about? That's tough, man. I don't know how you get up in the morning, frankly. You know, we look at society and there's tons of problems in the world, especially with the government and education, entertainment, and politics. We got problems everywhere. But the biggest problem is you. The biggest problem is, what can I control? What can I do? How can I make my life better? Because at the end of the day, you are stuck with yourself longer than anybody else. So why in the world would you treat your body like garbage? Why in the world would you not take care of yourself? Why in the world would you not invest in yourself? I know people who will invest in other people around them, which is great. But when it comes time to take care of themselves, when it comes time to say, hey, you know what? I want to start a side hustle. I want to put in those extra hours. I want to do something with my life that's going to blow people out of the water with how amazing it is. And I'm not just talk about it, actually do it. And every which way people are going to call me crazy. But then you're going to look back and you're going to say, I was a trendsetter. I'm starting to see that even in my own life. People will talk junk about you. They'll laugh at you. They'll pretend like they support you, but they don't. And look, I'm not projecting here. I'm saying, hypothetically, this will happen to you. I've experienced some of this, and others I have yet to probably experience, when I probably will. But this isn't about me. This is about you. Even though it's my show, I want to help you as I help myself every single day. We are in a world war, and you must arm yourself, whether it's with armor, whether it's with weapons, to defend yourself and go on the offensive, because the best defense is often a good offense. Anybody who's played games like Elden Ring, anybody who's played these RPGs like Skyrim, they know what I'm talking about. You gotta go on the offensive, you gotta go, and you gotta play aggressively. You gotta adjust to your build. I know guys who are great at RPG games, but when it comes to life, they're a little slow on the uptake, and I say, there's really not that much of a difference. Why do you think they call it a role-playing game? Because that avatar might as well be you. The avatar might as well be you starting off at level 1. Before you know it, you can go to level 100, level 200, beat the boss, which is beating the people who are standing in your way. But the ultimate boss is you. Ultimate boss is yourself, the man in the mirror who looks back at you every day. And, you know, this is getting repetitive. I understand that, but we have to understand the life that's in front of us. And there's an old saying that says, those who know will always know, and those who don't will never. And I really wish that wasn't the case. You have the entire world at your disposal, and I'm sure maybe your mother, your grandmother, father, brother, whoever told you this, they weren't lying to you. But you got to have the courage to go out there and take it. You got to have the courage to say, I'm not going to just sit back at the Town of Beginnings. I'm going to leave, and I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to forge my own destiny. And I'm going to, in 50 cents words, get rich or die trying. A lot of people don't even really live before they croak. And I don't want you to be another body count that does that. We want to talk about women's body count. Oh, your body count. How many people, how many enemies do you have? Do you even have any enemies? Then you probably ain't doing anything. If you don't have any enemies, you ain't doing jack out here. Because I have plenty of friends, I could use some enemies. I'll tell you that right now. But my friends, I know this sounds cheesy, and I know people talk about this, but you really are competing against yourself. And if you're tempted to ego lift in the gym, if you're tempted to say, oh, I'm not as far along as so-and-so influencer, or even a friend or a family member, stop doing that. Or at the very least, use that and say, I'm going to improve today. I'm going to use that drive to go an extra mile on that track, or go to the gym another time this week. Don't let that just make you feel bad about yourself. No, use that as fuel, because that is the secret world war that everyone is fighting. And all warfare, as Sun Tzu said, is based on deception. And you will be deceived into thinking that this war doesn't matter, or that you could fight it with minimal effort while getting max results. No. No.
Oh, hell no.
You will not be able to do that. It won't work. My friends, we need to understand that when we talk about sheep getting sheared, we are the sheep. And the ones who shear us are the ones at the very top who make money off of everything that we do, because they are the ones who put out everything that you read, everything that you see, everything that you hear, everything that you encounter has been put forward by them. And my friends, we have to really come to grips with this reality so that we can understand we need to fight the war within, and we must win the secret world war that everyone is fighting. If you want to share some tips, tricks, strategies that you've encountered in your life, whether your life is long or short, I welcome it. You can leave it in the comment section. You might help save somebody. Might save someone 10 years of their life, 5 years of their life, if they're willing to listen. My friends, I look forward to hearing from you. You can find my X page if you want to. If you want to look at Biblical Bachelor, which is my manual on how I'm reformatting my life since leaving the military and all that good stuff, you're welcome to do it. Or you can go on and look at the videos I've done about my life, this lifestyle that I've pioneered. My friends, take care of yourselves. Question everything you heard today. I look forward to seeing you next time. Peace.